Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, banker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Let's get it going. Friday edition of the morning show. Got your host, James, here, joined by one of our great sales and marketing people. We have Aaliyah with us.
Hello.
Oh, we got the wrong one. Dang it. I'm used to somebody over there. Sorry, Aaliyah. Good to have you with us, Aaliyah.
Hello.
We hope you all are having a great one out there. We get the best listeners in radio with us. That's a Friday show, if I ever heard of one. Great things going on today. You got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner for you. Going to be celebrating Friday, Saturday, Sunday birthdays. After our news, entertainment, and sports break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Ali and I have a famous TV theme song for you. You call up, you get it right, you win some free Culver's. Yep. Boom, 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 just like that.
Mm-hmm.
All those things lined up for you. Kick off the 10 o'clock hour with some entertainment news. I think one of the funnier entertainment stories I've heard in a while. We've got that one coming up as a alternate halftime show that is in the works, apparently.
Okay.
That is going on. We'll get into that. We've got Disney and a new live action movie they're doing off of one of their animated movies.
Okay.
That is coming up. What's new on your small screen, your big screen, and your local theater stage? All that coming up for you. We'll get into a couple of fun topics while we're at it. I want to get into a definitive ranking of the best and worst Halloween candies.
Okay.
And this is
definitive, you say?
Yeah.
We cannot stray from this list?
We're definitely going to stray from it. We'll go all over the place with it. and we might do that with this opening topic for us. It is World Egg Day today.
Okay.
So happy World Egg Day, everybody, celebrating the most scrambly of all the foods. The International Egg Commission started it back in 1996, so this is the 30th year it's being celebrated.
Okay.
84% of Americans like or love eggs, according to a recent poll, and just 3% of us fully hate them. Will not be around them. The arch enemy is eggs, that's apparently. But even a lot of egg lovers are split on the next question, are you a ketchup on eggs person? A new poll out this week asked about different food debates, and that one made almost the top of the list.
Okay.
We got a few more here, but before we'll go through these, and you can go ahead and give your take on them. And of course, we always encourage audience participation. You all have the morning show play at home version. That is a Civic Media app. Feel free to call or text us with your takes and your feelings on these. So first one out the gate, ketchup on eggs. A full third of us now on board with it. 32% of Americans say that they like or love ketchup on eggs.
Mm.
I saw my mother doing this from a very young age, and even though I hadn't had a lot of experience with people, anything like that, I'm a little kid, something about it didn't seem right to me.
Right.
It's not my thing. Is this something you do?
Oh, really? Goodness, no. Hot sauce, maybe?
Okay.
I like to take, if I'm doing scrambled eggs, I like to put them on a tortilla, throw some salsa and some sour cream, maybe some fresh avocado. I can make myself a little impromptu breakfast burrito, but ketchup on eggs, I can't.
I can't do it, but that does sound pretty good, what you just made there. That sounds pretty good. Is chili a soup, a stew, or neither? Stew wins with 60% of the vote, 23% said neither, and 18% think chili is a soup.
It's its own thing.
I mean, yeah.
It's its own category.
There's we do this, and I will admit, some of this is just great morning show content.
It's so controversial to me right now, but chili's its own thing.
But I don't know why we can't do that more often with things. Maybe it doesn't fit in the category. You know, like there's quite a few things in life. I don't fit in any real categories. I kind of relate to this. I think that that's a good way to put it. I think that's a good one. Is a hot dog a sandwich? 40% say yes, 53% say no, and another 7% have not been able to make up their mind. This is too complicated for them.
My brain has now turned into scrambled eggs. I cannot quantify that one.
I don't care. Like, I really don't. Like, there's so many things in life that I have a passion for. You wouldn't even imagine, like, wow, he would die on that hill. Like,
yeah.
Just useless and not even important things that I would get bent out of shape about. Every once in a while, there's something I'm like, I got no time for this. I really could care less. If somebody wants to, you know, just die on the hill of hot dog being a sandwich or not being a sandwich, more power to you. I'm good either way.
I mean, mean, I could dissect it, you know, but no, again, it's just its own thing.
You know, and next up, the same thing with the hamburger. Is a hamburger a sandwich? 73% think it is.
I'll go team sandwich on a hamburger.
Sure. To me, I'm more worried like about the with the hot dog. Is it beef? Because I don't really like pork hot dogs.
I just like Vienna ones and everything. Yeah.
So we've got other reasons for that, too, the two of us. that one, so to me, I'm more worried about that than if it's a sandwich or not. I don't know. It just seems like one of the last things that I'm really worried about.
Is it delicious and is it going to end up in my belly? These are my main concerns.
now it might get a little more interesting. How should a sandwich be cut in half?
Oh.
29% said vertically, 49% said diagonally, and 22% said neither. I am with the 22%. I don't like my sandwich cut. I just like it the way it is.
A whole sandwich?
Yeah.
So this depends on the situation. If I'm making the sandwich for myself, I will not cut it. I will just eat it whole. But if my mom makes my sandwich, I like her to cut it. She usually does hers diagonal. And it is scientifically proven that if someone else makes you a sandwich, it does taste better. And like my mom, she can make me a peanut butter and jelly the same way I would make a peanut butter and jelly. My mom's peanut butter and jelly is going to taste 9,000 times better.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Also with you, I didn't think about this. It's been a while, but if my mom always just, she cuts them. And she cuts the sandwiches. That's just what she does. I don't mind when she does it.
Right.
If I'm making it for myself, I would never do that.
No.
It's
so weird.
There's just no, I've watched her make things and I've tried to make them exactly the same. It's just not the same.
Yeah.
Is coleslaw a salad? 67% people think that it is. This is way out of my wheelhouse.
Again, you're naming all things that I just are like they're own things.
Yeah. I think that's what we're coming to. I think that's what the theme of this is. And I don't think that's such a bad thing to think about with other things in life.
Some things are unique.
Yeah.
I'm unique.
Absolutely. There's a lot of things and a lot of us out there, I think, that don't fit any real category.
Right.
So I think that's something to keep in mind. Give each other some grace on that one.
Right.
And I don't know. I know that I've had coleslaw before, but I'm almost positive I have not had coleslaw since I turned double digits. Like, I don't think I've had it since I was like 10, maybe.
I was very surprised to learn that my youngest daughter really loves coleslaw. Mm. And so now I know who to pass my coleslaw off to if I'm ever in a coleslaw receiving situation. She'll just kind of look at me like, gonna give me that coleslaw, Mom? And I'm like, it's all yours, kid.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't know. To each their own and more for everybody else that way. Pineapple on pizza.
Yes.
You're big on this one.
Yes.
48% of us like or love it. So it's gone quite mainstream. It's almost half of people like it now and everything. I always figured there'd be a pushback on that one.
I do live in a house divided, though. There are people in my house that are pro pineapple on pizza, and then we've got some very strong anti pineapple on pizza people.
I don't know. I haven't had it a lot, but to me, when this is one of the few items on a pizza, or not few, but one of the things on a pizza that it's hard to take off. Like, you could take it off, but the pineapple juice still hits the pizza.
Delicious.
It's still going to be there.
Yes.
I don't know that you could really remove that.
Now
one.
I'm getting hungry.
Sausage, you can kind of get away with that a little bit. Some you can get away with. But
meats, things like that, you can pull off.
Onions, peppers, pineapple.
All the toppings other than pineapple, basically.
That one, not going to come up.
It leaves a mark.
Is leftover pizza better warm or cold? 28% prefer it cold. So almost 30% of people prefer it cold.
My husband absolutely hates when I eat cold pizza.
No.
And I make fun of him when he warms it up. I'm like, you wimp. Just eat it cold like a man.
It depends. If I am in a hurry, which I usually am, and I usually forget to eat, which is when this comes up 99% of the time for me, I'm just eating it. But I will heat it up, but I will not heat it up in the microwave. I will take the time to put it in the oven.
Wow, you're fancy.
It might take an extra couple minutes, but it's so worth it.
I don't got time for that.
I don't like soggy food. I really am not good at that. And pizza's meant to have a little bit of a bite to it, a bit of a crunch to it. I can't do it otherwise.
Sometimes I like it better cold, though.
I was also in college. So I mean, I ate it cold plenty of times and everything.
And left out all night when you're in college.
Like, there's a certain, for a certain amount of your life, you believe that a pizza box can keep a pizza fresh.
It is impervious to all germs.
Yes.
Yeah, like, the plague is not going to touch that pizza box.
Yeah, it's been out all weekend, but I'm sure it's fine.
It's
it was
fine.
In the pizza box.
It's fine.
It was in the pizza box. It's fine.
This might gross people out, but once that cheese hits that kind of congealed spot, it's okay. It's impervious to anything.
It's pretty much, one of the more safer things on the planet, really. I agree. When pouring a bowl of cereal, do you pour the milk or cereal first? Only 4% of us go milk first. What insane world are you living in?
I know, right?
How does that work even? Like, I'm sure it works, but I don't think I could ever even do that as a joke. I'm not sure that my body would allow me to do it.
I can't explain this with science, but when I pour a bowl of cereal, I know that the bowl of cereal is complete when the cereal is floating at a specific level in the bowl.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, that's the accurate amount of milk. I can move on with my day and eat the cereal now.
There are certain truths in life that you can always count on. And no matter whether you put the milk in first or last or whatever, you will always have milk left over at the end of your cereal. You could have a full bowl, pour two little drops of milk in there, and there will still be milk left at the end of that bowl. It's always going to be that way.
I'm very cognizant of the fact that there are probably people listening to us severely psychoanalyzing how insane we are right now, okay with.
This is why we're here. If we're normal, we would not be doing these jobs.
Exactly.
We would not be doing this. If anybody out there pours the milk first and then the cereal on
top,
we
need to talk to you.
Yes, please call in. 715-424-2600. I need to know how you started doing this, why you're still doing
it. And we're going to psychoanalyze you.
Yes. Yeah. That's a safe place. Yeah, it's a safe place.
Safe space.
And finally, best brownie, edge pieces or middle pieces? 45% said the edge of the pan. 39% said the middle. 16% are just happy they're brownies.
I'm team edge, especially when it's got like a little bit of char and it's chewy.
Yes.
And it almost breaks your teeth when you're eating it.
100%.
So good.
Yes. Yes. The edges are the best of almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we're talking bread, pizza, brownies, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an edge guy. I like that. When it comes to your way of liking this, everybody, let us know. I'd also like to know what your favorite way of having eggs is on this National Egg Day as we celebrate eggs. Looking at a couple of surveys online, it's more of just the search engine telling us, but the top ways we like them are scrambled, fried, over easy, over medium, over hard, and then boiled.
I'm going to reveal that it is always my partner's responsibility to know how I like my eggs, because I don't know the difference. Other than scrambled, I can tell you I want scrambled eggs, but to me, I say scramby. So I want my scramby eggs, but I like mine. And I'll be in a restaurant and I'll say, I need them dippy. And then I'll look at my husband and he'll explain to, like, I think it's over easy. I'm not sure. I can never remember it. So when we first got married, I'm like, look, you will be my support system. You'll be my cheerleader. You'll be the love of my life. But you also need to tell the restaurant how I want my eggs, because I cannot do it.
It's got to be something. I think that it should be in put in more vows, the
really
eggs.
Should.
It really should. It really should. It's one of those things
and
we don't think
about.
And
thou will remember thy wife's egg order until you die.
Oh, see, it fits right in.
Right?
It fits right in there and everything. If anybody has that, there's a bunch of different places we can put it in. Oh, I like that. Yeah, throw that into the mix. Yes. We will look forward to hearing your answers. Everybody, feel free to call up and join the conversation. And, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. More on that in a moment when we come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Well, my little baby isn't the kind that fools. Come on, baby, let the good times roll.
We're about to let them good times roll. Thank you, Jimmy. 97.5 FM WFHR. On your radio dial, The Morning Show, Aaliyah and James here with you. And it's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great one from all of us. Head on over there. Check out some of those great specials they have. And, of course, they're ever more popular, getting more and more popular by the Friday Fish Fries. Good stuff over there. I am staring at the pies. I'm going to be honest with everybody. There's a lot of great things on here, a lot of healthy options, a lot of things that are good for a normal human being, an adult male, a man should look at and want to devour, but I'm just staring at the pies.
Any new pies from last time? We were talking about the peanut butter silk last time.
Yeah, no, I'm not seeing a new one here, but they're just all that. Oh, carameled apple cheesecake. That sounds pretty good. That sounds all right. Yeah. I'll try that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sounds good. Those are good ones. Check out everything they got over at El Cafe, everybody. And of course, get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up 715-424-2600. Call up as well using the Civic Media app or texting us through the app. Aaliyah, it's time to do a little work.
Okay.
I need a 1 through 3.
I'm going to go with a 3.
All right. And I need a 1 or a 2?
2.
Okay. Gives us that one right there. And we hope you're done. That's it. That's all we need to do.
Such hard work.
Well, you take it easy the rest of the day.
All right, okay? I'm gonna
nap. Take it easy.
I'm gonna nap.
We dive into our local birthdays and anniversaries. And first up, I want to wish Pam's nephew and wife a happy 5th anniversary, Christopher and Sarah Lewick.
Happy anniversary.
Hope you guys have a great one. Enjoy your anniversary. We also want to wish a happy birthday to Butch Fensel.
Happy birthday.
Great name you got there, Butch. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. We also wish a happy birthday to Jody Lubeck.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy the day, Jody. Hope it's a great one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Allie Joy Blanchard.
Happy birthday.
Allie Joy, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. We take a look at Saturday birthdays and anniversaries. We've got a couple of anniversaries for us on this one. We wish a very happy birthday to Al and Patty Carsey.
Happy anniversary.
They they used to clean around here for us, a part of Right Way Cleaning. A big shout out to them and good morning to them. Great people to work with, and they did great work around here for a long time. Also, I want to wish our qualifiers a happy 45th anniversary, Janet and Tom Gaber.
That's awesome. 45 years.
That's impressive.
Yes.
That is impressive, you two. Congratulations. Happy 45th. You're our qualifiers for Saturday. Then we take a look at Sunday, where we got a couple of local birthdays we want to celebrate. First off, Pam's brother-in-law, Jim Hilke.
Happy birthday.
Jim is a great guy. Wonderful guy. Wishing you a great day, sir. Enjoy your day, Jim. And our very own Laura Berg.
Woohoo, Laura!
Enjoy the day, Laura. We're hoping it's a great one for you. Laura is amazing. Funny and just creative people that you are going to meet.
Absolutely.
Intelligent all day. and we are really fortunate to have her working around here and everything. Laura's built for this industry, radio. And she's a perfect fit around here and perfect fit for this community, too. As her and Melissa and her girl, Laura's girls moved to this area here a while back and everything. And they've been enjoying the area ever since.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day, Laura. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday on Sunday to our qualifier, Gene Drewiski.
Happy birthday.
Gene, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. Thank you to everybody that got us birthdays and anniversaries throughout the whole week. We appreciate every single one of you. Get us more of them so we can celebrate next week.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a look at who you share your birthdays with this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Maya is 46. R&B singer. Mm-hmm. She was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
She was a part of the Lady Marmalade song.
She was, yeah. She was in Chicago. She was in the movie musical.
Was in it. Yeah, that's right. I kind of thought she would keep going. I thought that she'd be pretty big for a long time. I haven't really heard from her in a
while. Not a lot, no.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. is 51.
Wow.
Semi-retired NASCAR driver and announcer.
Yep.
Mario Lopez is 52.
Wow.
Saved by the Bell. basically does hosting things now.
Yes.
He did the Miss America pageants, and he's on the Extra show or whatever.
Yep.
One of the on the Mount Rushmore of Wisconsin sports, I'm curious if this man would be on there or not. Brett Favre is 56.
Wow.
There's a lot we could say about Brett Favre off the field. But as far as on the field, there are a few athletes that I've watched that I've just like must-see TV.
Yeah.
Must-see TV. It didn't matter. I didn't care what team he was playing for. My rival, whatever. It didn't matter. That's one of the last real gunslingers we're going to see in football.
I'm going to say he's actually younger than I think I thought he was.
Right?
And yeah. I'll admit I'm not a huge sports person, but I know who Brett Favre is, obviously.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought he would be older.
And every time we've said his name, there are a number of kids and animals that have just like peeked up. they think we're talking to them. There's a lot of... I imagine that they're probably, as far as being named after a celebrity or an athlete, there is no name that's been, like dogs or people have been named more either Brett or Favre. There's a lot of Bretts running around this state. There's a lot of them.
I'm sure there is.
Let's see here. Wendy McLendon Covey is 56. The mom on the Goldbergs.
Yeah.
She was in Bridesmaid. A lot of us got to know her from Reno 911.
Hilarious.
She is one of the funnier women I've ever seen.
Oh my goodness.
She's great.
In Bridesmaids, she's just epic.
And let's see here. Tanya Tucker is 67.
Wow.
Old school country singer and songwriter. David Lee Roth is 71.
What?
That's insane.
That is totally insane.
David Lee Roth is 71. That is insane to me. I don't even know how to think about
that. I know.
What even to think about that? Ben Vereen is also celebrating a birthday today. One of the greatest performers I've ever seen. On stage, off screen. If you get a chance to see Ben Vereen in Pippin, it's incredible. It's maybe the greatest opening of a theater, of a play I've ever seen.
I'm going to deep dive. Did you ever watch Zubily Zoo when you were a child?
Oh, no, I didn't. I missed that. I know what you're talking about, though. My sister liked that. I did get to see Ben Vereen a little bit on, I think, Webster. I think he was on Webster for a little bit. I think he was. It was one of those. I think it was Webster. I think
Could be.
Taking a look at Saturday birthdays and Sunday birthdays real quick. Cardi B is 33 tomorrow.
She's young.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Let's see here. I had another one. Jane Krasinski is 57.
Oh, I love her.
Jacqueline on The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Jenna on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
She was on Ally McBeal. She's really good.
Yeah. And she hosts Name That Tune right now with Randy Jackson.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Joan Cusack is 63.
Wow.
Former SNL cast member. She was on Shameless. She was in 16 Candles, of course. And she does the voice of Jessie in the Toy Story movies.
Although I loved her in Adam's Family Values.
She was really good in that. Great, like a great role for her. Yeah. We don't get to see her in those kind of roles very often.
And School of Rock. I loved her in School of Rock
as well. Did a great job in that. She's a good principal. She plays a great principal.
Yeah.
If you get the chance and you're looking for a sneaky good movie, I'm a gigantic fan of her brother, John Cusack. The Cusacks, the Cusack family is grew up literally a block away from where my family grew up on Taylor and Racine.
Yeah.
And there's actors I like and I admire. There's actors I adore. Then there's like the Cusacks that are just at a different level to
right.
me. There's a movie, Gross Point Blank.
Oh, yeah.
Good one. You know that one?
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
It's the only time they get to really work together.
Yeah.
And their chemistry is just, there's no words for their chemistry. It's incredible. And it makes sense and everything, but it doesn't always work like that. Relatives or, you know, partners and how they do on screen or on stage together. Their chemistry is incredible. Yeah. And you get to see Dan Aykroyd as a villain.
Yeah.
You never get to see that. I love it. Sneaky good movie.
It's
I love
really,
that movie.
It's a really, really good one.
Steve Young is 64. One of the greatest quarterbacks you'll ever see. He was incredible. Steve Young, MVP of Super Bowl 29. And I would say that kind of a game changer. Steve Young was a mobile quarterback, a running quarterback, and one of the few of the time. Now, you almost won't get drafted if you can't run.
Hmm.
Like, he was way ahead of his game. Him and Randall Cunningham, both of them. Daryl Hall is 79, one half of Hall & Oates.
Yes.
Let's see here. And as far as people no longer with us, Eleanor Roosevelt would have been celebrating a birthday on this day in 1884. Social reformer, humanitarian, FDR's wife, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He served four terms, which makes her the longest serving first lady.
Yeah.
And you talk about game changers. The way that the first lady was seen before Eleanor Roosevelt was never the same after.
Yeah.
Now it's almost you have, if you're a first lady, you have to have a cause. You have to have something
to have a platform,
you do.
Platform, something that you're doing on the side. Yeah.
She started all that.
Yeah.
I believe, if I have this right, too, she is a big reason for the celebration of Halloween in America becoming much more popular.
Oh, I did not know that.
It really wasn't a very popular main. It was a little bit like one of those off the cuff kind of Halloween. Holidays.
Yeah.
If I have it right, she started throwing Halloween parties.
Oh, well, thank
and
you,
just
Eleanor.
Kind of got the whole ball rolling and everything.
I love that.
Look a little more into that one, everybody. Yeah, you know, don't take me for complete verbatim on that. I might be giving you a Cliff Notes version with my messed up brain, but it's worth looking into because even if that's not the 100% truth, an incredible human being.
Yes.
Eleanor Roosevelt was incredible.
And that is a very harmless conspiracy theory to believe.
Right, a quick look at Sunday birthdays. Hugh Jackman is 57, constant performer.
I've been in a room with him.
That is pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
It was an auditorium, but, you know.
Not only the perfect Wolverine. Hey, it counts. It counts. You were breathing the same air as him.
I was breathing the same air as him.
But a great singer, dancer, like a complete talent. And one of the people that I know, not just me, but a lot of people in my, you know, space look up to, got his break much later in life.
Mm-hmm.
And just the adage of always keep pushing, always keep going. You never know when your break can happen. You never know. You might end up having a girl. grow lamb chops and be Wolverine.
And he is set to come out in a movie in December.
Yeah.
With Kate Hudson, where they're playing a Neil Diamond and Patsy Cline impersonator, I believe it is.
I think so. Yeah. I know it's Song Sung Blue. Yeah.
And it's based off of apparently a Wisconsin couple.
Yeah, so, it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
Which is part of why I watched the trailer. And it's kind of funny. We were talking about this in our pregame a little bit. I'm not a big musicals guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge Neil Diamond fan. I watched that trailer.
I'm leaving.
It moved me. That trailer moved me, man. Like, I don't know what it was, but something about it just hit me.
That's going to be such a good movie.
I would be shocked if that movie isn't a gigantic hit.
I hope it is.
I would be shocked if
Knock
it isn't.
On wood.
It should be do pretty good. And yeah, you're so right about the local tie-in and stuff to
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And some people no longer with us, like Sam Moore would have been 90 today. Hall of Famer, R&B singer with Sam and Dave. Mm-hmm. Soul Man and so many other hits. And the legend, Dick Gregory, born on this day in 1932. As somebody who grew up loving Richard Pryor. Mm-hmm. Richard Pryor, George Carlin, two greatest stand-up comics of all time to me. Eddie Murphy is on that list. Mm-hmm. Robin Williams. But Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Chris Rock, Cedric the Entertainer, Kevin Hart, any of these guys that you love and adore, none of them happened without Dick Gregory. Mm-hmm. Dick Gregory literally started all of this for specifically for African-American comedians. But really, comedians, Jackie Mason would tell you Dick Gregory was a big part of Jewish comedians mm-hmm. as well. Just breaking down doors. Mm-hmm. Incredible funny man.
Nice.
Incredible funny man. And that's going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. But we encourage everybody out there to have a great one. Enjoy your birthday or anniversary all weekend long. We'll be back with the star of the day from our friends from Culver's. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Ali and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. If you know it, you haven't won anything in 30 days, call up. You get the answer right. You win a free kids meal and adult meal from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We say a big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Get some Culver's in your life, everybody. And of course, if you have a Culver's in your area, they are putting back into the area. Buy local, support local, support our local Culver's out there, everybody. I think I have stretched this out long enough. Get ready to call up 715-424-2600. Let us know what TV theme song this is. All right, let's see if we have ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Is that NYPD Blue?
No. It is so close, though. You're in the right genre. You're in the right genre. Okay, you want to take another shot? Okay. Call up 424-2600, everybody. You still got a chance to win this thing. I'm going to keep singing along to it if you guys don't call. All right, here we go. Let's see. Do you guys got it? What's your answer?
Law and Order?
Yes.
Woo, we got a winner.
Yes, yes. Congratulations. Nicely done. Let's make this official if I can. Where's my winning bell? I don't have my winning bell anymore. Well, you're a winner.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes. Thank you, William. Yes. Who do we have on the phone with us? Can I get your first name?
Ethel.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Ethel.
Ethel, thank you so much for listening and playing along. A little hard connection here, Ethel, but we appreciate you being able to get in. Are you a fan of Law and Order?
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Ethel, I appreciate you listening and playing along. Thanks so much. You just won yourself some free Culver's, and my agent will be calling you because you're our newest star of the day.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
Hang on the line a little bit, Ethel. We're going to get some information from you off air. Thank you so much for joining us. That was awesome. That was awesome. That was great. I was a little surprised. I didn't know how hard this one would be or anything, but one of the more famous TV theme songs, I think, and a dirty bass in there, and you don't get that very often. I love that bass line. It's one of the more famous theme songs, and why do we do this one? Well, last month, September 29th, Mike Post celebrated the birthday, and I wanted to do this one, but we kind of had to push it off a little bit. Mm. Mike Post is the creator of the Law and Order, all the Law and Order theme songs. Mm-hmm. And Dick Wolf, who created all the Law and Orders, mm-hmm. Law and Order universe, all that stuff, was really, really like adamant about how this theme song had to be so different and nobody could copy it.
Okay.
To the point where Mike Post did, he took specific marching orders from creator Dick Wolf. Post had a keyboard, a guitar, drum sounds, drawing inspiration from Rhapsody in Blue. The Dun Dun is the sound of the clang. It was added later. It's with synthesizers, Tibetan monks,
okay,
like just a bunch of weird sources,
sure,
so that it couldn't be duplicated.
Huh.
So that bump bump is completely original.
Huh.
Like the sound, all of it, and all just kind of cool. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a big Law and Order fan. I'm a big Law and Order fan. The original Law and Order, I would say up until like the last handful of seasons, I've seen every episode. And I'm a big fan of the show.
That's been on for a long time, hasn't it?
It's such a cool concept of really getting the idea of, you know, seeing that what, you know, the officers are doing on the street. Mm-hmm. And then once it's in the courtroom.
Right.
The concept of it has been kind of normalized now. But at the time, there was nothing like it on TV.
Yeah.
It was completely original. And you had some great actors on there. You had some really good actors on there over the years. We're going to talk to Ethel and get her information. Did you catch that it's Ethel?
I know.
And we have an ongoing debate. Oh, that's so good.
I didn't catch that right away.
That's awesome. Nice. That's awesome. We're going to talk to Ethel. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun on The Morning Show. But be listening every Friday for the next chance for you to win some free Culvers with our star of the day. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Aaliyah and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a good one out there. We're going to take you to the top of the hour, get some good stuff in the 10 o'clock hour, kick things off with the entertainment news. We have a special guest joining us to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. Let me get this right. Pam Hilke. Does she go by Pam or Pamela? No, Pam's going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about the great show that was going on yesterday, Willie and Company and all that. She got to take it in. I want to hear a review from her and how it went. We'll talk to Pam at the top of the 10 o'clock. We have some other entertainment news for you. And before I wrap up, got a couple of fun topics. I want to get into the ranking of the best and worst Halloween candies of all time.
I've been patiently waiting for it.
Part of that list comes from what's the best candies to hand out. And that's kind of where it started from and everything. So we'll kind of look at it a little bit in that way regard too.
Okay.
All that coming up. But we also wanted to get to this right here. Where's that coming from?
I don't know.
Where is that coming from? Oh, it's outside. It's outside the studio.
Oh.
I don't know if the audience could hear that or not, but I thought there was an extra sound coming in through our board here. Nope. So, do we need our phones? Yes or no? This is where we're going with this next one. We're all a little bit too reliant on our phones. I think a lot of us can admit that. I think we also can admit that our phones are more than phones, and we kind of have to evolve the way we look at these things.
Yep.
I don't know that we can even call them phones anymore.
My children programmed the name of my phone to read Aaliyah's Mini Robot. So whenever I plug it into my car, it says, would you like to engage Aaliyah's Mini Robot? And I'm like, sure, why not? That sounds cool.
So if you need some help treating your phone, getting a break from your phone, you and your phone need a break.
Uh-huh.
You need some time apart or something. There's a few tips from experts on here that you can get at archive.org or the New York Times that they brought up. Like, treat it like a landline. This has become a trend on TikTok recently. Pick a spot in your house and leave your phone there when you get home. That way, you're less likely to carry it around and look at it every 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of the reason we do this so much is because it is on us.
Yeah.
I also like this because when you set your phone down, if you do it to the same place every time, hopefully you won't forget where you set your phone. Because, man, do I do that one from time to time.
Yes, all the time.
Try batching. B-A-T-C-H-I-N-G. And boy, did I have to be careful with that one. FCC, we're right there.
Right?
Oh, darn it. He was so close. Rather than checking texts, social media, and emails all day long, set a few specific times when you check them all at once. Like 15 minutes in the morning, another 20 minutes around lunch, and maybe 45 minutes in the evening.
Okay.
If you break it up like that, it might make it a little more, you're not on the phone as much.
Sure.
But I know for me, I kind of do this, and I didn't do this intentionally. I do this because I just have a very busy day.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad people liking my stuff on social media and me not liking theirs. I admit this. I admit that I do this. I don't do this with everybody, and I don't do it with a ton of things.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain times where I will find myself doing this. So I don't really get a lot from social media, but I certainly use it to advertise and to promote our station, things we do, along with my acting career, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I have to get some time during the week to get on there so that I can like other people's things because I appreciate them liking mine. But I don't have a lot of time. So well, I put time aside at night for it and everything.
Well, and also people are so used to like immediate responses these days. So like the problem with me, I could not batch in that way because if I don't answer a text from my mother or my mother-in-law within a certain amount of time, I'm getting a phone call. And then if I don't get a phone call, they're probably calling 911 to make sure that I'm still alive. So.
Yeah. Understandable. So you have to get back to them right away.
Right.
I think you're not alone on that one. There's some of us that where we know, okay, this person, they really appreciate a quick response. Mm-hmm. And all of this is a social life. This isn't so much about in our busy work life or anything where, especially in our industry, time sensitivity and everything, we kind of have to get back right away.
Absolutely.
There's some people in our day-to-day lives that are like that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. Use your computer to scroll. If you have a job that requires some sort of social media monitoring or engagement, do it in an old-fashioned computer browser instead of on your phone.
I almost prefer that sometimes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Especially if people are, like, messaging me and I can, like, type it on the keyboard rather than, you know, the little thumb.
Yeah.
Takes forever.
My thumbs were not built for this technology. My thumb is the size of the keyboard. So anytime I'm trying to like type something, I'm crashing a million letters that I don't want to. If I'm on my laptop, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
It's so much better.
I have freakishly small hands, so I was built for cell phone typing.
Could not be more opposite. I was born with these hands. I grew into them, and they've always been a nuisance. They've always been a problem.
So this week we've discussed your clown feet and your large hands.
Yes. Right out the gate, too. My poor mother. Right out the gate. I didn't grow into that. I was just born like this. This is my hands and feet were like this when I came out. They're just getting in the way. So I like the idea of using your laptop more. I also think that it would be, again, going back to whole, it's so easy to look at our phone when it's on our hip, mm-hmm. when it's sitting right by us.
Yeah.
Our laptops aren't necessarily like that, so maybe you're not on it as much.
No.
I think that does, I could see how that could help.
Unless you're me and you're on it like 8 hours a day against your will.
That might be part
but
of
it. But I have
that
to feed my help. Family.
You got to feed the family. They get really upset if you
they
don't do that.
They get I've hungry.
Heard. I mean, I don't know, but I've heard they do. And... delete the super addictive apps. Social media and game apps are designed to hook you. Try to keep the worst offenders off your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I did this a long time ago, and I've been able to maintain it for almost 20 years. I'm only going to have so many apps on my phone. I mm-hmm. give myself a number, and I'm only not going to go above that number. And even with more and more apps coming out every day, I've been able to keep on that. I've been able to keep with it pretty well. I don't know if that would work for others or not, but that certainly limits my time on these apps and social media.
So I don't have the apps like immediately on my home screen. I put them all like in little categories and folders. So like all of my games are in one folder. My social media, you know, everything that I use to pay bills, that way they're not so easily accessible. So mm-hmm. I have to go into a folder to find that app to use it. And I find that sometimes prevents me from going to certain apps. And then I spend more time with my family.
That's
or
good.
Or myself, even.
That's a good way to do it. Yeah. I like that. I do that with my laptop.
Yeah.
I have a billion, I mean, literally a billion, like, web pages bookmarked
mm-hmm.
for all the different morning show topics or Rapids Report or, you know, all the other shows I do or anything mm-hmm. like that. And then there's my personal stuff I have on there.
Yep.
I find that it's easier for me to separate work this way.
Yeah.
Like I'm going into certain folders when I'm on the job.
Mm-hmm.
Other ones are just for recreation or whatever.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
I could see how it could work on the phone then too.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about doing it on my phone. I should try that.
That or I'm just like super organized for in this respect. I'm more digitally organized than I am like personally organized. You know, as my husband will attest, it'll take me a week to hang up my clothes.
Right. Certain place you find, and I don't think you're alone in this one. I think you find certain places where you are organized mm-hmm. and where you aren't. My mom is really adamant about organization and mm-hmm. having things in the right place.
Oh, yeah.
But she has that messy top drawer. And that's just as important as everything else being in its right place.
Oh,
you find your moments, you find your places and everything for that. I'm going through this and I'm realizing And I am not who they're talking to here. I don't think I have an addiction with my phone. And I'm not saying this like I'm better than anybody or I'm proud of this necessarily, because I'm realizing part of the reason I don't is because I don't have much of a personal life. So I'm really not on my phone much other than for work and everything. I didn't expect this to be that kind of an eye-opener, but it kind of is. Go phone-free on Saturday or Sunday. Here's a fun challenge for the weekend. Pick one day to try to completely be phone-free. That doesn't mean you can't bring your phone with you, of course, and certainly emergencies or things like that. That's part of the reason why you have a phone. But try not to use it, mm-hmm. and do your best to stay away from it outside of those circumstances.
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
Now, this is something that I think is it doesn't have to, certainly, but I think that for some people, you know, it has religious ties. I know for Jews, Saturday at sundown, we don't touch technology. Mm. Yeah, my Uncle Morty or some other relatives, you don't even bother trying to call them on a Saturday night. They're not going to answer their phone. I know for a lot of my family that is Catholic, Sundays were often like that. Sunday mornings were often like that. I don't know. I could see how that can work.
Why not?
I bring it up mainly because to prove that, maybe if it helps you to tie into that, but even if it doesn't, that there's data for that it shows that can work.
Yeah.
And it's not on this list, but maybe the most important part of this, do you really want to? You have to really want to. You can't just do it because, my significant other keeps telling me I'm on my phone too much, or, you know, somebody else is telling me this or whatever. You're not going to stop this addiction unless you really want to.
True.
And you've got to get to that place with it.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the case with anything addiction related.
Absolutely.
If you don't really want to do it and you're just doing it for others or something like that, more power to you. That's great. And I wish you well. Chances are you're not going to succeed at it, though. You can use that as encouragement. You can use it like the whole reason I thought about putting down my phone was for my loved ones. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing. But at the end of the day, you got to want it.
Yeah.
You got to want to do it.
Yeah.
And I wish you well, if that's something that you're trying to do. I might need to go the other route. I might be the one person in the world.
You need to use your phone more.
Yeah. I might be the only one. I don't know.
I'm going to send you a bunch of distressing messages after hours. James, are you there? Yeah. Are you there?
Have your husband do it, too. I need backup on this one. I need another. Wanted to get into this story because, of course, we are the home for world records around here. We like to talk about those. And I think this is one of the ones that I would have loved to have competed with.
Okay.
My family doesn't really do outdoor decorations.
Okay.
But my mom has a couple of big cardboard boxes in the basement. They are marked Halloween, Easter, Christmas, Hanukkah. They're all marked and everything. And she brought up the Halloween box this past week or a week or two ago. And it's all decked out. It is Halloween central in the house.
Nice.
It sucks if you're tall. It just bats things hitting my constantly in my hair.
Never have this problem.
I like the idea of decorating for Halloween, but I've never done outdoor decorating. I've never been a part of that or anything. Well, this guy has. A Kentucky man with an annual tradition of going all out for Halloween decorating is now attempting to clinch a Guinness World Record with his latest setup. The Cold Spring resident, who dubbed himself Halloween Herm, has been decorating his Village Green Drive home for Halloween for decades, and in recent years he's been dubbed Dead Springs Cemetery, the display.
Oh, okay.
He said his tradition started as a tribute to his mother, whose Halloween displays were always the talk of the town.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to keep the tradition going. I love that.
Yeah.
We lost her in 99 to cancer, he says. So the day she passed, August 18th, is the day that we started setting up her this Halloween decoration.
Okay, I love that.
This year's display, which doubles as a fundraiser for the Northern Kentucky Children's Advocacy Center, features new additions, including a Taylor Swift skeleton and a tribute to the Cincinnati Reds playoff run.
Okay.
Which was quite dark. for non-baseball fans, it didn't go well. Quote, this isn't a Halloween display, Halloween Herm told City Beat. It's a living story. The tri-state has never seen anything like this, and visitors won't soon forget it.
I feel like every small town in America has that one house that does this. I know where I grew up in Southern Illinois, we had this one house that was, and they did a fundraiser for it, and it was great. That house went on sale once with all of the Halloween decorations still in it, and my family we were renting at the time, and my parents took me and my brother along to this house, but all of the Halloween decorations were inside, and it's like we were coming up, like we would turn a corner, and like me and my brother would run into like a full size zombie, and I'm like, like, Mom, Dad, we are not buying this house. I will never sleep. Thankfully, we did not buy that house. But
boy, would you rather buy a house with the furniture in it or the Halloween decorations?
I don't know. Every room was decked out zombies and witches and all sorts of gross things. And I was like, nope.
I can't imagine how that, like, selling that house, being a realtor and selling that, that's got to be an interesting one to sell.
Well, especially, like, you know, my parents are going in there with, like, their 14-year-old daughter and their 11-year-old son, and we were not raised on horror movies. Like, I'm a big chicken. I love Halloween, but I'm a big chicken, and, like, running it, you know, walking into a room and, like, Freddy's right there. Like, nope, we'll not be moving into this
gonna
house.
Not going to work.
I will live on the streets.
And where's my sleeping bag? All right, man. Halloween Herm said he is in the process of applying to Guinness World Records to get his Halloween display into the record books. He wants to see if he's got the most decorations or most display items anybody's ever had.
Awesome.
I'm going to keep an eye on that story. Yeah, we'll find out.
I hope he wins.
And let us know about great displays in town here, everybody. We'd love to hear from you on that. Lee and I will be back with more show coming up.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.